We have a couple questions from subscribers, and I just want to make sure we get a chance to talk about them. One is, there was a series of questions about an interview that Tarpley did on Ron Paul, and talking about how deeply deflationary some of Paul's policies are, and
mm-hmm.
also talking about the importance of auditing the Federal Reserve. And I just wanted to ask you what you thought of Paul's efforts to bring transparency to the Federal Reserve, number one, and number two, if you think his policies are dangerously deflationary.
You know, you have to understand that the term deflationary in this sense is a Keynesian concept. In other words, Keynes has this critique of the business cycle that says that the problem is deflation. And the problem is only deflation when there is the preceding inflation of credit and money by a central bank or the banking system or the two of them in conjunction. So really the term deflation or the concept of deflation becomes almost meaningless if you have a sound monetary system and an economy that is freed of the incubus of the banking system. I mean, it kind of goes away, if you follow what I'm saying. So would his policies be deflationary? Yes, they certainly would. But at the same time, he would be getting rid of so many drains on the economy, especially drains from the government on the economy,
yeah,
that the net result would be a growth, not just a growth of the economy, but a huge upward spurt in growth that would more than overcome any deflationary effect that his policies had. Now,
right.
At
if
least
you, if you look at the drain, it's so much more enormous than everybody realizes.
Oh gosh, it's more than 50% of the economy.
Right.
think about this. Well, of every dollar in the economy, one out of every $2 in the economy goes to totally non-productive functions. Completely, it's paid to completely non-productive uses. So if Ron Paul could cut that down at all, then you're going to have a much more productive economy, which means more money for everybody.
Okay, the next one I'm going to answer because it's a particular bugaboo of mine. What percentage of one's portfolio do you now suggest should be in precious metals? I don't. Every person is different. Every circumstance is unique. Different people have different needs. You know, I'm a great believer in precious metals, and I tend to recommend, you know, what is a high percentage, probably not as high as you, Franklin, but I just think that circumstances are unique, and you should be very aware if somebody says, oh, you should have X percent of this in your portfolio, because your situation is specific. So I would very much say it's specific to you, and maybe at some point next time we can go into a lot more detail of how you figure that out or how you break that down. Another one, I appreciate precious metals, yet how do you make peace with toxic mining practices? Even if buying old coins, one is still increasing demand and therefore mining. Thank you for all your work.
Well, I'm not too worried about toxic mining practices because I think toxic mining practices are not nearly as bad as toxic central bank practices. It's the central bank practices that really cause the environmental damage, not so much mining. You know, I mean, although I know, you know, mining has its problems, I'm not denying that, but still, it's nothing like the damage that central banking does.
Right. I, you know, if you look at the toxic environmental practices that come from using the dollar,
mm-hmm.
they're much greater than come from toxic mining. And in fact, to me, the important thing is what kinds of people and behavior does a currency system incentivize? And when you put people who are indifferent to other people and indifferent to the environment in charge, whether in the mining industry or in any industry or in any government, that's when you get your mess. And so the question comes down to who's in charge and what kind of behavior, you know, what are they, how are they behaving and how are they incentivizing us to behave? And that's why the current currency system is so, to me, you know, toxic mining, for all the horrible things it's done, doesn't begin to touch the environmental damage of fiat currency, particularly the reserve, the dollar is reserve currency. So,
well, you know, if you look at mining in this country, Now, and I'm thinking not so much about coal mining, which has some real problems, but silver and gold mining out in the West. The fellows who do that are not a bunch of lightweight crooks. You know, these
right.
are not. When you build a gold or silver mine, it might take you as much as 5 or 10 years to get the thing in operation, and you've got to be a pretty serious adult to do things like that, to be engaged in any undertaking like that. And these are not people who just set out to build systems that rape the land and then beat it.
Right.
You know that.
Right. I completely agree. Well, that's we're almost out of time, and I'm going to go to Let's Go to the Movies. But before we end, Franklin, tell us what your New Year resolutions are.
My New Year's resolutions? I try not to make New Year's resolutions, and that way I disappoint myself less than I would otherwise. The only resolution I've really got is to get out this book. I've got first volume of 3 books that's almost done, and my resolution is to get that done so I can rest for a while.
And can you give us just a peek preview of what the book's about?
Well, I write every month in my newsletter a column about what we're doing in my family, and I've been doing that for 16, 17 years, and so I have a complete record of our whole move to the country, the change in the way of life, all the mistakes that we've made. It's sort of like a catalog of all the things you ought not to do, but some of the things you should do too, and I'm going to put that together. I'm in the process of putting that together in a book. I've got one more edit to do, and then I'm hoping it'll be out by sometime in the spring. And then that'll be the first volume. There are actually 3 volumes. That'll take us up from about 96 up through 2001, and then there'll be 2 more after that.